It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char-broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys.
Welcome, you listen to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. We are in beautiful Indian summer Grand Rapids. Man, we had a little bit of warm weather come back to us. I'm missing the snap in the air because the next time, not this time, but the next time you listen to us, we'll be full-fledged in bow season. And that's something where I like it a little crisp in the morning. I don't like sitting in a tree and sweating and swatting
mosquitoes.
Right, exactly. But I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks, Jop. And thanks for joining us. It's the smokiest show on the airwaves, and we work hard every week to try and bring you something of value to help your grilling, to help your outdoor life, to help just being a man.
That's right. And this, to that end, this week we've got our friends from Al and Bob's. They're going to be talking a little bit about equipment and getting it tuned up before you hit the woods. And then one of our favorite guys that we talk to, Babe Winkleman, will be on the show. And that is a legendary name in the hunting arena. And he's great with recipes as well as hunting tips and techniques. So
yeah, his wife Chrissy's the recipe guru. She's cooked everything he's killed, and she can make like the gamiest meat taste like an awesome restaurant meal.
Yep.
But so how'd your week go?
Well, my
grill
week,
anything?
You know, I did. Since we've talked, I did the family smorgasbord. I had my brothers were all in for the weekend, and we went up to Mackinac, but we did a before they left, we did a family smorgasbord where I did pulled pork, I did ribs, and I did brisket. And I'm going to tell you that the ribs were the favorite for my family, and I did like four racks of them and pulled it together. But I was surprised because usually it's brisket that people gravitate to, and I would say that's number two, and then the chicken and the pork were like, because I did a little bit of everything, right? Beans, mac and cheese.
Did you use
your big green egg? I did, and the pellet grill. Mm-hmm. I used both of them. But the ribs, interestingly enough, I did kind of an apple profile on those with a dry rub. And then wrapped them after about 3 hours and left them on for another couple. And then put them right in the hot box, just like we would with a piece of a beef or a piece of pork. And never looked at them, never unwrapped them. And served the sauce on the side. And once I got there, opened them up, they were still warm, as I was hoping they would be. And they were off the fire probably a couple hours before I got there with them. And
what'd you put them in?
Just a Cambro, one of our cooking coolers.
And most of you won't have a Cambro, but it's a box you see caterers use. If you don't, a great thing to do is just use your very best medium-sized cooler, whatever will be the right size to fit all that meat in, and it'll keep that meat really hot.
Yep. And sometimes my tip to you would be, if that cooler is one you like to use over and over, I have them specifically for meat.
Put a liner in it.
Yeah. Put either a plastic bag in it so you can set your meat in it because you're going to get some juice. Or
I can think of a Yeti we ruined.
Put a towel down below and just let the towel soak it up.
I like the plastic bag idea.
Right. Yep. Yeah. Well, and that does two things, too, in my opinion, is if you shut that up, it'll seal the steam in there, too, and help with the
more,
heat.
Yeah,
and,
that's right.
And what really happens with that meat when it's wrapped up and in there is it's kind of steaming itself, and it stops cooking, but it seems to get more tender, if that makes any sense to me, I think. I don't know, but anyway.
I think it redistributes the moisture.
Right, yep.
If anything, but
yeah.
Or both. So we did a wine tour. We took our motorhome to Traverse City.
Right.
And that was an adventure.
You didn't make it up there without incident?
No. I bragged up the guy that did my brakes last week, and I won't name him this time, but we made it to Coopersville. We had to go to Manistee because Maureen's road bike was up there. So
Harley.
Yeah. It's a very skinny-tired little racer.
Yep.
And so got to Coopersville, and I'm smelling smoke, and I pulled over, and those brakes were just smoking.
Ooh.
So I went up to Fun & Son RV, and they said, oh, sorry, man, we don't work on motorhomes. I'm like, ah. So they said, but there's this truck garage down the street. And so we drove, you know, by then the brakes had cooled off a little bit. And we drove down the street. I think the street's called O'Malley. Yeah. And we found this great service garage. I'm looking for the guy's card. These guys were awesome. It's called Fleet Repair. The manager is Ryan Smith. This guy, you would have thought the president was in town when we pulled in. And he just took care of everything. Gave us a loaner truck. He didn't even do the original brake job.
Right.
So we went over to our friends in Allendale and spent the night with them. And
oh.
Had a great time. But if you have a large motorhome or a big truck, Fleet Repair in Coopersville, right on O'Malley, talk to Ryan. This place is spotless. They had us in and out as quick as they could. We did have to spend the night because we didn't get there till like 4 o'clock.
Right.
But he stayed late to get everything taken apart to order the parts.
Wow. And he got them in. And you were back in it the next day?
We were on the road by 10.
Wow.
9:30.
Wow.
Yeah.
And he loaned you a vehicle to use?
Loaned us a vehicle.
Wow.
So disregard the great promo I gave the other company. I won't name them again. But, yeah, if you have a motorhome and needs brakes or any kind of work, that's the place to go.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah. And so then we made it up to Traverse City, and we had, of course, lost one of our nights in the state campground, but we stayed right in the Traverse City State Campground, which I don't think I've ever stayed in, but it's kind of it's one of those parks in the city that's a state park, so it's really nice, but you're still in the city and you're a little bit packed, and this thing's 32 foot long, so getting it into a site was a bit of a trick.
Sure. Yep.
But we did, and we had power and got the slide out and awning and got all set up.
This just was like maiden voyage for you, man.
Just got everything set up just in time to go catch the they rented one of these party buses, and my son Jordan's girlfriend and her family and a bunch of their friends were across the road at a set of condos, so the party bus met there, and we all got on the bus and we hit we did the Leelanau side first. So we got to go to Leelanau Sellers, 45 North, and a few other places. It's blurry.
Right.
It's
yeah.
blurry.
Yeah, the first two you remembered after that, it all started to taste like red wine.
These darn kids, they were passing this bottle of clear liquid around, and it tasted like tequila.
Yeah.
So the next night.
Well, you had a driver. That's the good
news. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. The next night. We went to Black Star, Chateau Chantel, two lads, and one other one, and then
so you wine toured twice?
Yeah, 2 days in a row.
Wow. Same bus driver and whole deal?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You took
they've
it all
got a
in,
lot,
baby.
They've got a lot of cool little buses, same company, you know, fit
right.
16 of us, and what a fun group. It was just so much fun. I can't tell you, if you're going to do a wine tour, make sure you get at least 10 people and rent one of these little buses and forget the fuss.
Right.
Just let them drive you around because nobody wants to be DD. If you're tasting all these wines and having all this fun,
right?
You know, it's too tense to say, gee, did I have two or one? Or no.
Right.
Have fun.
Right. And be safe, right?
And it's such a cool area. And they have similar things down in the southwestern wine country,
right,
where Fenn Valley is. It's called the Southwestern Wine Trail.
Right.
And there's just a slew of great wineries down there. We should actually put one of those on sometime. We should organize that and end up at Fenn Valley.
Right.
Everybody bring your RVs and just camp there.
Right. Or we just put on a little barbecue and feed them before they go home. We'll have to work on that with Brian. I think that's a great idea because why not? You know, it's something to do, and we could do it outside and make sure that we have a little bit of good food, and you got a little bun in your belly before you head home.
There you go.
Man, that'd be great.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to The Grilling Guys, and you can check us out on thegrillingguys.com. You can go to our website, and top right side, you'll see a headset. You click on the link, and you can get the podcast of the show in case we're not in your area. Also, you can find the stations that we're on another page. And don't forget to like us on Facebook /The Grillin' Guys. I'm on Twitter. It's Grillin' Guy.
Coming up next, we're going to get you ready for a deer camp. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
Hey guys, Schmoes now has two locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Tees, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey. Engineering, better Michigan beer.
Fen Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fenville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine. Fen Valley Vineyards.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance, and while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. GarrettsAppliance.com.